Next up is Songbird.
And that is how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact. Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure how it happened, but they said my small intestine...
Jeez, when is she gonna shut up?
Who does she know at this party anyway?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh yeah, I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
I apologize. I was just so caught up by your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it, so...
Oh, you should have just asked me. I can explain it all in much more greater detail.
Oh, great. Now look what you did.
This is so disgusting. You might as well just show us pictures of the whole procedure.
Oh, right, the pictures! Almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Oh, nasty.
Why would you do that?
Ugh, I think I'm about to...
Hey, so who wants cake?
Oh, Songbird.
Oh, Songbird. I thought for, like, voice distinction this was good, but for, like, voice believability, I wasn't 100%.
One of the voices consisted of just you holding your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could tell you were holding your nose. Nobody sounds like that unless they're holding their nose.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, I feel like you kind of, not cheated, but...
No, I don't feel like you cheated, but I feel like it didn't do
cheating.
Any...
It was a cop-out.
Yeah, I feel like you didn't do yourself any favors by holding your nose, because nobody sounds like that, because you were holding your nose.
And, yeah, I think it was just kind of a cop-out, just to, like... make one character sound like that.
Well, it kind of sounded like she was holding her nose.
Wait, what do you think she sounded like, Dylan?
Kind of like she was holding her nose. A little bit like that.
A little bit. Perhaps.
I didn't actually hate your acting, though. I thought your acting was fairly good in it.
Yeah. I just...
I mean, it's probably...
I just didn't really...
Huh?
Oh. Go ahead.
It's probably hard to act when you're holding your nose.
I definitely think you should work on trying to make your characters more believable as people. Because I thought the acting was alright. It just was really, like, you kept slipping out of your characters. Like, when you're holding your nose, you kind of just... a little bit sounded like you were holding your nose.
There was at one point when you were holding your nose when your voice, it sounded like you dropped your nose and then you came out of the voice for a second. But then you started holding your nose again and it got better.
She dropped her nose.
It sounded like she dropped her nose because she came out of the voice for a second. She was like holding her nose. Did you drop your nose?
I dropped my nose.
I really want to make a joke, but Michael Jackson's passed away, so I'm going to be respectful.
Aww.
Next time, don't hold your nose. So.
Yeah. I think it's all been said, pretty much.
There's more I wanted to say.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Sounded like you were holding your nose. Okay, now I think everything's been said.
All right, Songbird.
See you, Songbird. Done. Oh, wait, I liked your Southern Belle voice, by the way. I wanted to say that.
Oh, that is pretty.
Yeah. For being from Canada, I thought it was pretty legit sounding.
Oh, she's Canadian. Yeah. Are you stalking her Facebook?
No, I met her. No, she was in Perform It, so I know, and I talked to her on Skype. She talks to me on Skype.
You don't stalk
while she's
her?
Holding okay. her nose.
Holding her nose.
Hurting her nose. Let's just stop. I can't talk anymore. I'm done.
All right.
Next up, we have Rochelle Euler.
And that is how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact. Now, the doctor was a completely sure how it happened, but they said my small intestine...
Jeez, when is she going to shut up?
Who does she even know at this party, anyway?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh, yeah, I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels.
Excuse me, what did you just say?
apologize. I was just so caught up by your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it, so...
Oh, you should have just asked me. I can explain it in much more greater detail.
Oh, great. Now look what you did.
This is so disgusting. You might as well just show us pictures of the whole procedure.
Oh, right, the pictures! Almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Ugh, nasty. Well,
why would you do that?
I think I'm about to...
Hey, so who wants cake?
I liked your deliveries, but it sounded kind of like you were holding your nose.
I knew that was going to happen. I was like, no, why did you do that?
Why did you hold your nose? I thought she was a more... I thought you were more capable than that, Rochelle Euler. And I know that you are. Holding your nose is not a legitimate voice choice.
Dude, I totally called that Lesbian Dark Wolf would come in.
I know. You were like, I'll bet Lesbian Dark Wolf. Nobody could have predicted she was going to hold her nose, though. So it was like Rochelle's normal voice, Lesbian Dark Wolf, and Rochelle holding her nose.
I like when you say holding your nose. You go into, like, this announcer voice.
Yeah, see, somebody, we have to be professional on this show.
Holding her nose.
Holding her nose.
I wish I could do that.
I wish you could, too.
You can do that. Yeah, later. Besides the whole holding the nose thing, I thought this was pretty good.
Okay.
I enjoyed the little music in the background. Okay.
It's not a mixing competition, first of all.
I just said I enjoyed the music.
Yeah, but I think there really isn't much of a besides the holding her nose thing, because she only did three voices. One of them was holding her nose, and the other one was her normal voice. Mm-hmm. So really, she did one voice, one legit voice, which was Lesbian Dark
Wolf. Well, Lesbian Dark Wolf.
We've heard other...
Well, I noticed...
No, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
No, I noticed that most people do that, though. Like, no. Yeah, I don't think that the holding...
We've heard, like,
was...
some that have had, like, six or seven voices in them, none of which were holding their nose.
I just meant, like, a lot of people are doing the, their natural voice is, like, the person who's, like, throwing up or whatever. Yeah.
That's okay.
And the one who's, like, questioning.
But since this is Who's voice, I usually, like, I use that as a gauge and contrast the others with that to see how different they sound. Mm-hmm. And I thought Lesbian Dark Wolf did sound different from your normal voice. But then the other one was just you holding your nose. So really, we had two voices in here.
Yeah. Don't hold your nose and expect it to be a voice.
And don't hold your nose and expect us not to notice.
Like, if you're going to go for the nasally sound, do the nasal voice, but, like, make them... Don't just, like, talk normally with your nose.
Well, like, think about it. Like, you couldn't get away with that on a production. Everybody would know that you're holding your nose, because you can tell. And, like, unless the character you're playing is constantly holding his nose, it's not a good choice. But I did really like your deliveries. I still think you're a really good actress.
Yeah.
I think you need to work on your voices a little bit.
I don't think this was one of the strongest ones, but it was enjoyable.
Well, like, Lesbian Dark Wolf and her normal voice, had different styles of speaking. Lesbian Dark Wolf speaks a lot slower.
Yeah. I thought the... I don't know, the nose one kind of sounded a little different, but it was so, like, not believable as a character.
Well, it's not, that's true, but it wasn't even that, it was just that she was holding her nose, it was so distracting. Like, I can't consider that a voice, or even, like, take that into account, or even, like, put that up for consideration. And while I adore you, and I thought your acting was good, I think you might be in danger tonight, because I think there are at least four other people that did not hold their nose and did more characters. But maybe somebody else will come along and fail. Like, you're right on the borderline for me right now as far as getting eliminated. But I would personally like to not eliminate you, but I feel like if everybody else is better than you from here on out, if we don't eliminate you, it would look kind of sketchy. Because you held your nose.
Holding your nose is
however,
not
I don't make the decisions. That's all Snowfender, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we shall see. All right.
Done.
I'm done. Next up, we have Zane.
And that is how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact! Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure how it happened, but they said my small intestine.
Jeez, when he going to shut up?
Who does he know at this party anyway?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh yeah, I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
He apologizes. He was just so caught up with your, interesting description that I think he wanted to know more about it. So...
Ah! He should have just asked me. I can explain it all in much more greater detail.
Oh, great! Now look what you did!
This is too disgusting. You might as well show us pictures of the whole procedure. Oh, right. The pictures. I almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Why would you do that? I think I'm about to...
Blah. So, who wants cake?
Zane. I'm glad you didn't hold your nose.
Yeah. I like you because you do a Don Knotts. It's an awful Don Knotts, but you still do one, and not many people do that.
I think the voices were pretty distinct. They were just incredibly not believable.
Well, okay, let's go back to... let me go back to the point I made during Drugs. The Schwarzenegger voice. I don't want to hear anyone else do that because everyone does a Schwarzenegger and it's the sign of a hacky voice actor because it never actually sounds like Schwarzenegger. It sounds like comedians doing Schwarzenegger. Same with the William Shatner. Like at some point, some comedian did a William Shatner where he talked like this and then everybody copied it and thought they were being funny. But it's just like enough with the Schwarzenegger, enough with the Shatner, unless you can actually sound like the person. Don't do the ripoff. Don't do the copy of a copy, because when you Xerox something and then you copy that copy, it never looks as good. Look at the movie Multiplicity. By the time that the last Michael Keaton copy came around, he was retarded.
That was incredibly deep.
Yeah. It sounded like you had a lesbian dark wolf in there somewhere, too.
Lesbian dark wolf. I feel like I really like character believability. That is something I personally am looking for in these competition challenges. But your voices were distinct. It was just so you were kind of slipping out of them a lot of the times, and a lot of times you were just like shouting as when you were talking as the person who was talking about the bowels. You sounded like you were just shouting the whole time. It didn't sound like a legit person.
The thing is, he did more than three voices.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't hold his nose for any of the voices. So I think he's already got a step up on the competition, some of them.
No, I know. I agree. I'm just critiquing.
No, I'm not stuff. I'm not contradicting you. I'm just throwing in my two cents.
Okay. Yeah. No, I agree.
Do you?
No. I do.
Do you agree?
I do.
Oh yeah. I like it when you agree.
That was Zane.
Oh, Zane. Zane and I, we share bunk beds. We live in a loft together in New York, and we share bunk beds.
Are you on top?
No, we share the top bunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's hot.
And B. McCauley is in the bottom bunk.
Oh, that's even more hot. Where's Tiana Shee?
She lives with her husband. Tiana Shee's married.
Oh, so okay.
I can't fantasize about her as difficult as it is. I refrain. It's tough. It's tough. I am a red-blooded American male.
But her, this voice is so sexy.
This voice is even sexier. I wish she could do this voice while she holds her nose.
That would be interesting.
Zane, I think you'll be fine. In my opinion, three more people did worse than you, so I think you'll be fine, but we'll see. Again,
we shall see.
I told you I thought you'd be fine on Lone Star, and the judges kicked you out, so what do I know?
Oh, Dylan, raising people's hopes everywhere.
Well, don't listen to me. I'm only a judge. However, Snowfender finds you really funny when you're not trying to be funny, so I think she'll keep you around.
I think you're hilarious.
Snowfender likes to laugh at your expense a lot.
No, I like to laugh with him.
But he's not laughing, and nobody else is either.
We like to go to parks and blow bubbles and scotch and
I just wish there had been Yogi Bear in this.
I thought Yogi Bear was banned.
Please bring Yogi Bear back just to piss off Snowfender.
No, it was you, I thought.
I want it back now. No, okay. Don't. Like if we're going for believable voices, don't do Yogi Bear. Maybe don't do the Don Knotts anymore. Or the Schwarzenegger. Maybe don't do any of the voices you've done so far on the show, if we're going for believability. I think you're capable of doing voices. You're a good voice person. They're just not ever all there. And I think you could do variations of your own voice that would sound legitimate.
Yeah. I think you should start maybe not focusing so much on cartoon voices and start trying to do more realistic voices. Like maybe a father figure or something. I don't know. Just
maybe
try expanding. Maybe a Snowfender voice. Or maybe a lesbian Dark Wolf voice.
Maybe a Tiana Shee.
Tiana Shee voice.
Maybe, like that. Hold your nose and try.
No, don't hold your nose, as we have seen.
Maybe a Koivo.
Probably not a good idea. A Koivo. Maybe a Dylan Collins. Oh, yeah.
Dylan Collins is easy. You just had to sound gay and high.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I never said that until I'm hanging out with a pot. Now it's like, that's all I say. I'm done, by the way. This is going nowhere.
I'm done.